You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now. 9-14-50 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by New England College and NEC.edu. New England College offering over 35 undergraduate programs, graduate programs as well, including in clinical mental health counseling. I encourage you to check out NEC.edu for more information. This segment of the New Hampshire Now program is presented by the Concord Photo Service and the Photo Idea Center, located at 29 North Main Street in Concord. Concord Photo Service, working to preserve your memories to last a lifetime. This is so far been a Boston Celtics season to remember. Celtics at 31-10 on the season as they hit the halfway point of the year. And of course, the Celtics have been a lot of fun over the last couple of seasons, watching them rebuild, get to a point of championship contention. They had the best record in the Eastern Conference last year before they were humbled by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. This year, things may be different. This year, the Celtics look to perhaps have an edge on Cleveland, and that was indicated last night, which I wouldn't want to read into too much. But the amount of youth, athleticism, and tenacity that the Celtics can throw at a team is very intriguing. And Cleveland was not on their A game last night, but that's an older team. It's a veteran team. And you wonder if the Celtics in a 7-game series will be able to wear them down with that youthfulness, that tenacity, that depth of scoring. They tried to double Kyrie Irving, but Jason Tatum, Terry Rozier, Jaylen Brown, and Al Horford had answers for the Boston Celtics. Well, last weekend, I had the opportunity to talk with Jaylen Brown, who is a remarkably interesting individual, the captain of his high school chess team. He is intellectual. He is an athletic specimen. He is an incredible talent, which is still very much developing. And, at times it is challenging for an athlete or for any individual who has an intellectual curiosity, a willingness and want to create variables and change, to function in an environment which is very much about process. You do this over and over and over and over and over again. You create, a muscle memory or an overall, environment where you do the same thing to consistency and create success. To, kind of fit into that mold. And Jaylen Brown has admittedly overthought things a lot during the course of his career, but he has, which is still very much young, but he has developed. He's gotten more confident, and I talked with him at Celtics practice in Waltham a couple days ago.
As you look back at the first half of the season, what do you see from this group? What stands out to you about the way you guys have performed?
First half, we started off really well. Second half, first half, we had a lot of energy. Second half, we maybe got a little bit complacent, took a little things for granted. We got to continue to play the same way. I think we will.
In regards to the mindset for this team, when Gordon went down, was there ever a change, particularly after you guys went 0-2, of, okay, this is going to be a little bit different than we expected? Were you able to stay consistent with your mindset and goals?
Yeah. I think our approach was the same, We always had that next guy mentality. When Gordon went down, I think everybody looked up. Everybody has a little bit more of a responsibility now. We were fine with that.
How did that affect you in terms of your responsibilities? Did you see yourself having the same role that you ended up having as one of the key secondary scorers? And whether Gordon was here or not, that was going to be the case? Or did you say, I need to do a little bit more?
I needed to do a little bit more. That's what I thought. But it wasn't just me. Everybody thought that. When Gordon went down, it would be an opportunity for me. And I know I needed to help my team out. So, the better I play, the better it'll be for us. So, same thing with Jason, same thing with Terry, Marcus, everybody was thinking the same thing. So, we're just trying to hold it down until Gordon gets back. And so we just continue to win games. I think we've been doing a pretty stellar job.
When people look at you, they say that confidence has been a big factor in the way that you play this year. Do you see confidence being the biggest factor, or is there just kind of a natural, maturation that goes along with getting to where you want to go?
I think it's a little bit of both. I'm an extremely confident guy, so I do get a lot of credit to confidence being the reason why I'm able to do what I'm able to do, but also just a maturation. I think I've gotten a lot better, and I know the game a lot more just through experience. and I'll continue to get more experience. And I think this is just a tip of the iceberg for me. I think I'm going to be one of the better players in this league one day. I just got to take the process and be patient and let it happen.
When you look at the future of this team, is that, so you mentioned that you want to be and think you'll be one of the best players in the league. I think Tatum's going to be in that same boat, and Kyrie Irving already is one of the best players in the league. Is that what you see moving forward? Do you think of years of the three of you being, you know, the super team?
Yeah, you never know how things are going to shake out. Right. I try not to pay attention to the future because that's one thing I can't control. All I can control is what I do each and every day. It starts by taking care of small things. You know, mm-hmm. Brad Stevens says all the time, small hinges swing big doors. So he said, no detail is too small. So everything that I do now affects what happens in the future. You know, everything that Jason does now affects him in the future. So just building good habits, you know, and let everything fall into place. If it's meant for you, it'll always be for you. If it's not, it's not. So I'm just playing basketball, trying to play the game the right way, and let the basketball guys take care of the rest.
Everybody loves to watch you finish at the rim, and you love to finish at the rim. You'll see, you know, Statue of Liberty sometimes, and you know, windmill sometimes. At what point when you're going in, do you determine, okay, this is the dunk I'm going to do in this spot?
To be honest, I'm not even thinking. Like, it depends on my body position, how many steps I got to the goal. But, you know, if I know if I'm nobody's around me and I got a clear breakaway, I mean, now I'm in that moment, I'm like, okay, what I'm about to do, I'm about to do something fancy. But if somebody's behind me, trailing me, I'm going to just take the safe two because I don't want them to foul me or anything. So it depends. You know, if I have a shorter amount of stuff, I might reverse it. You know, if I'm really feeling good, I might do something that nobody's seen before. But we'll see. There's a lot more to come. So.
Final thing on the defensive side of the game, because to me that's one of the areas where you're the strongest. When you get it on the ball and you defend guys, you're very difficult to play against. Obviously everybody looks at and talks about Marcus Smart, as they should, but you're a great on-ball defender as well. How have you seen yourself progress in that area, or has that always been a strength for you?
I'll definitely progress in that area, and I think it's just a mindset, you know, learning from guys like Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, etc. You know, Marcus Smart, Terry Rozier. So just watching those guys when I first got into the league, and just learning how to be a really good defender, or translate it, and it's just a mindset, to be honest. It's effort. You know, the more effort you put in, the more you throw guys' rhythm off, the better chance you have of making a miss.
I'll add one more thing. You're intellectual, very bright guy, and basketball is a game of repetition and consistency, as you mentioned before. Is it difficult at times to not want to experiment and try new things as opposed to, you know, doing the same thing over and over again? Or are you able to separate, you know, your mind and how you think and your outside stuff as compared to how you think about the game of basketball and what needs to be done to be the star that you see yourself being?
Absolutely. I mean, basketball and life have a lot of parallels and are very similar, but I think in approach they're different. I think basketball, less thinking is provided.
It's more
read and react, you know, thinking on the fly, you know, preparation and things like that. You know, overthinking can be a mishap, you know, and sometimes I overthink, overanalyze and things like that, and that's one of the things I'm working on, because that's just the type of guy I am. But there definitely is a difference.
So basketball, you want to remove your mind from the game. You want to concentrate on the
react.
Right. So that, and is that, has that been difficult for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. You know, if that's how you're, like, that's kind of how I operate. You know, I always think things through, et cetera. So, you know, sometimes it's good to be spontaneous. It's good to have spontaneity and be able to think on the fly and things like that. And basketball is the balance between the two.
Sweet. Thanks, y'all.
That's Jaylen Brown right there. That interview first aired on The Life with Matt Bonner, presented by Concord Orthopedics. I am Chris Ryan. Thanks so much for joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by New England College, and that segment of the show brought to you by the Concord Photo Service. We'll come back with more after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.